So welcome to this wrap-up piece for the 2014 Think Pieces project. My name's Andy Van, the Vice-Chancellor of Charles State University, and I was asked to summarise the whole thing. I thought I'd start by going on a little bit of a musical journey and start with Frank Sinatra with regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. One of the regrets in my life is that in 1978, I didn't manage to get a copy of X-Ray Spex's The Day the World Turned Dayglow on orange vinyl, although one of my friends did. However, their subsequent single was called Identity and had lyrics, "Identity is the crisis, can't you see? Identity, identity. When you look in the mirror, do you see yourself? Do you see yourself on the TV screen? Do you see yourself in the magazine? When you see yourself, does it make you scream?" I raise this because the piece has made me reflect on the issues of identity and how we contribute to shaping that, we as a university, that is. That is a focus on people's sense of self and how they develop that conception. So Norell's piece talked about shaping the world for the better, and that made me think about whether true professionalism is really about transcending the boundaries of your profession, analogous to the ability of great artists to redefine the boundaries of art. Tim's piece made me wonder about how we relate to networks and the extent to which our identity is meaningful in the absence of a network. And is it true that networks can't be controlled or at least shaped? Isn't that what we try to do in changing culture? Gary's piece raises the question about how our GLOs facilitate the development of personal and professional identity and how we contribute to that. James's piece, talking about technology, I've thought in the past, taken from Arthur C. Clarke in 2001, that man is a tool-using animal. And technology that's new to us becomes a threat to our sense of identity then, because of the way we use tools, but it's the foundation of identity for the next generation, or for our own next rebirth, perhaps. Jonathan's piece made me think about how granular a representation of skills, knowledge, and attitudes we can and should create in forming assessment. How many colours do we need in the palette to create a picture of someone, or how many pixels do we need to represent our identity? Marion's piece on Indigenous cultural competency made me think about the power of seeing our identity through someone else's frame. What is the non-Indigenous identity in Australia? I was in Sydney last year going through the gardens, and I noticed that when the English arrived in Australia, they didn't bring their own culture. They brought in large measure classical culture from ancient Rome and Greece. Look at the statues and the buildings. And it makes me wonder, was English colonialism actually an acting out of abuse from a fractured identity? Francisca's piece on deliberate practice, there's a link back to Norell's here. Can we artfully and skillfully think about transcending our boundaries and reshaping our sense of self through deliberate practice? Even if we see ourselves, can we change ourselves? Joy's piece, I thought, was also a riff on professional identity. Traditionally, we talked about the meta-learnings as the value of a university education, and that content was an excuse to this end, perhaps. Have we thrown out the baby and kept the wrong bathwater? And also, given the completion of professional identity formation is post-graduation, how much do we try and finish the journey, and how much do we equip people for it? So in summary, I think if we want to provide real lasting value to our graduates and communities, we need to think about personal transformation and about creating the conditions for that. Clark's point about curriculum, the original sense of a course to run, very hard to do this if we don't think about their identity and their conceptions of this. Thank you. And by the way, you can still find X-Ray Specs on YouTube. Check them out, just as good 37 years later.